So I don't get it. You're going to have to explain. We've been working together for, what, a year now? Ever since that first day together at the desk. Whenever I talked to you, whenever I'd ask you a question, you would stare at me with this intensity, and you would just have this charisma, and you would go on and on about whatever the subject was for about 20 minutes. And it seemed like your eyes were baring into my soul. And it kept continuing every single day. The intensity, the charisma, none of it ever left. And I thought maybe for sure I was having an effect on you. But then at night, I would look outside my window. I'd never feel like I was being watched. So I had to kick it up a notch. I took a naked picture of myself and I put it on my phone as my wallpaper. You know the one. And I made sure that you could see it. I'm subtle like that. Now, I could have told you how I felt about you, but then I'd have to deal with sexual harassment, and I'm not playing that game. But nothing happened. The problem is, your intensity, it's at a level 10. Everyone else's is at a level 3. So when you look at me and I feel that intensity on me as you're talking, I think about how it would feel to have it directed at every part of my body to be consumed by that energy. And I feel like maybe with your cock slamming into me, I could feel like I was flying. I could feel something. So at the holiday party, I wore a G-string. And a really loose skirt, a tight-fitted one wouldn't do. When you were finally alone by yourself in a room, I went into the bathroom. I had to make sure that you knew, with beyond a shadow of a doubt, the effect that you had on me. I pulled my G-string aside, and I made sure that I glistened and glowed just for you. Then I hiked up my G-string. It looked like my labia was starving and like it had consumed my panties. Then I hiked up my skirt, so it was just grazing the edge of my tender bits. I left the bathroom and I got the card everyone had been signing. I went into the room, I handed you the card, but as I was handing you the pen, it fell. Oops. I'm so fucking clumsy. I went to retrieve the pen, and as I was bending over, I made sure to flip up my skirt so that it would land at the top of my ass, and you would get a full view of everything. I spread my legs for you, and then I waited, and waited, and waited. You didn't take the bait. Not one nip. So I don't get it. And I've gotten so freaking frustrated. You act like you have this resolve, but I know you don't because I know what you did. Everybody at work knows what you fucking did, but apparently not the administration because they keep promoting you. But everyone else knows and they hate you. They genuinely hate you. And while they're talking shit about you, such horrible shit, if you only knew, I'm the one that's defending you. That's fantasizing about you, that's wanting you to know the want that I have for you so that I could just get slammed. The courts say you're criminally insane. Fucking prove it to me. I want to smash to bits your well-crafted facade and your airtight resolve so that I can be the one to make you come. Undone.